I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. Shelley Cooper grew up glued to the Golden Age Broadway, and many of the famous shows were ruled by two towering female talents, Mary Martin and Ethel Merman. The lives and songs of Martin, vulnerable, dainty, and lovely, and Merman, brassy, unapologetic, and bold, will be highlighted in a new one-woman show by Cooper, a 34-year-old musical theater professor at Augustana College. Mary and Ethel, How I Learned to Sing, will include new medleys arranged by Quad City music director Mason Moss in two shows at 7 p.m. September 12th and September 19th at Circa 21 Speakeasy in Rock Island. These women inspired some of the greatest composers, such as George and Ira Gershwin, Cole Porter, Richard Rodgers, Oscar Hammerstein, Irving Berlin, Jules Stein, and Jerry Herman. Cooper's show will feature songs from Anything Goes, Hello Dolly, The Sound of Music, South Pacific, Annie Get Your Gun, Peter Pan, and more. The program is divided into halves, the first highlighting Martin and the second half Merman, with a combination of medleys and standalone songs.
I always tell my students, I didn't learn how to sing through the 26 Italian art songs. I learned how to sing with Rodgers and Hammerstein and with Cole Porter and George Gershwin and Irving Berlin. And it was listening to recordings of Mary Martin, Julie Andrews, of course, Judy Garland, Ethel Merman, and all of these gems. But the roles that I wanted to play, I wanted to either be Mary Martin or I wanted to be an Ethel Merman. And I loved both of them. I love the genuine and nuanced performances that Mary Martin brought. I just thought she was always very authentic on stage, nothing ever forced or pushed, and just a really delightful person to watch. And that was what I took away from her, is that there was always such an elegance and a poise to her. And it makes sense if you know, looking at the roles that she's played. But she's nuanced, she was smart, but nothing was ever forced or pushed. Where Ethel, I love how unapologetic she was. I love the fact that she never took a voice lesson and George Gershwin told her not to. Because he didn't want anyone to mess with the natural talent that she had, that she really just had this natural gift, and she didn't overthink anything.
Cooper says much of this music has resonance even today.
But I think it's especially poignant right now because a lot of this music was written during the Great Depression era, and it was there to lift people's spirits. And so I'm hoping that it will have the same effect now. I know for me, it has, like just working on this music, especially something like working on an Anything Goes medley.
Cooper recently performed in front of an audience for the first time in 9 months in August at Circa 21, Second Music on the Marquee, where Cooper did a Sound of Music medley and a Girl Crazy combo. That was her first time working with Circa, and she'd not sung in public since last November at Meredith College in Raleigh, North Carolina.
It was so exciting. At the end of it all, I was on cloud nine, and like I woke up the next day still just on this high and happiness about it. But leading up to it, I was really, really nervous. And in fact, I remember like my hand shaking really, really bad. I was going, well, I'm really happy that I'm this high up because my hand was shaking. I was so nervous holding that mic at first. But then once I got into it, it was like an old hat, and it was just, oh, this is so much fun. And I felt like I enjoyed it so much more than I have ever because I haven't been able to do it. And so it's teaching me to not take those performing moments for granted.
Cooper says during the pandemic, people have sought and connected with entertainment in all forms, reflecting its vital role in society.
It says just how important our work really is and how universal the work is and how people just cling to it in times for comfort, but also for inspiration.
Because of the Phase 4 rules of Restore Illinois, capacity for the speakeasy is limited to only 50 people. Temperatures are checked at the door, masks are required, and patrons must sit with people they know. For tickets, call 309-786-7733 or visit thecirca21speakeasy.com. And for Jonathan Turner, I'm Herb Trix.